I never failed to chuckle at the story about the man who was waiting at the airport check-in, a well-dressed businessman who was impatient, and the agent there had to keep telling him to wait his turn. And finally, he blurted out, "Do you know who I am?" To which the agent responds by getting on the microphone and announcing, "There is someone here who does not know who he is. And if anyone can identify him, we would appreciate it, and I'm sure it would help him calm down." That's funny for two reasons. One is that the annoying and arrogant guy gets put in his place, and the other is that it's funny to think that he wouldn't know who he was. The identity of Jesus is always an issue in the Gospels. Unlike the guy at the airport, it's those around Jesus who rarely seem to know who he is. It can seem almost comical that despite his authority over illness, over the forces of nature, over the demons, and even over death, that who he is mostly a mystery. It's a mystery not because he isn't clear or that his actions don't speak of the Father, but because it is just too far a reach for the human psyche, for the human mind, for the human heart. That's true for those in his day, and it's true in ours. The world is still saying, "No, no way. What you believe about this Jesus can't be true. That's stupid. That's ridiculous." For those of faith, though, the grace of God uses that faith to open the eyes to who Jesus is. If we pay close attention to the conversation, we might see where we are stuck in our understanding of Jesus, and where we might need that grace. "You will search for me, but you will die in your sins." That means spiritual death, much more serious than the physical death we worry about so much. Could we fast from that worry for a few more days of Lent? "Where I am going, you cannot come." Will he kill himself? Again, concern about physical death. No, he will voluntarily lay down his life for us. Could we reflect a bit more on that awesome mystery as we approach Good Friday? "You are from below and I am from above. You are of this world and I am not of this world." Here we might stop to reflect on the people in the desert, in the book of Numbers. Bored with the food that God had provided for them, they complain, "We want to be served something better, and we want it now. Do you know who we are?" The only way for God to get through to them is to treat them like they are used to being treated by the old gods of Egypt. Poisonous snakes? Why does it have to be snakes? Well, they worshiped snakes back in Egypt. Now they are being killed by serpents. Today's serpents are also numerous. So many things to want. So many shiny objects to hunger for. Good for the people, though, in the desert to realize that it is their sin which has caused their suffering. But God didn't take away the serpent at that point, but he did give them an antidote. In a way, he mocks their unbelief. Look at the bronze snake on a pole. It's like the woman at the counter putting us in our place, hearing the words which strike us to the heart. "I have much to say about you and much to condemn." But we are not devoid of hope, are we? We are stuck in the worries of this world. But Jesus says, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man," which is the antidote to the poison of our sins, "you will realize that I am he." "I am he," he keeps saying. And we keep saying, "Who are you?" And he says, "I declare to the world what I have heard from the one who sent me, the one who is all truth. I am the one who is the truth, which will set you free from your own sins, from your attachments." Later, when Jesus said, "I am," the name of God, they tore their clothes and they condemned him. But for now, at this point, many came to believe. If we want to pick one of the three Lenten disciplines to focus on today, based on the readings, fasting would be the key one. Fasting from boredom, fasting from complaining, fasting from what we want in favor of the gift of spiritual healing that God is offering us. As we look at the one who has been lifted up, let us pray with the psalmist. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Hear the groans of the prisoners doomed to die. Let me seek your face. Let me seek intimacy with you who gave everything for me. Let me grow in humility and perseverance. Let me begin again and again and again during this Lent to see the greatest gift of all, you lifted up on the cross. Let me know who you are so that I might believe and live.